real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Does size matter? Now, I'm not talking about the engagement ring, by the way. This is a dilemma, and it is as mums on the mums now, as Helena rightly pointed out. And it says, I'm going to read it out to you. Been together a couple of months, only had sex recently. I said, Jesus Christ, how long did it take? I thought she was going to say she was married and only had sex recently. He has a small penis. I've slept with quite a few men over the years, and none have been this small. I can't actually explain how small it is. It's that small. I really like him. We just click. And he's so kind, thoughtful, and literally everything I'd want in a man. I do fancy him. I do want to have sex with him, but it's so difficult. I can't feel it when it's in. Are you in love? He seems to enjoy it, but I don't. He's good with everything else, you know, can please me in other ways, but sometimes I just like a good scene too, if you know what I mean. And did somebody really write this on Mumsnet? If anyone had a relationship with a man like it, or has anyone had a relationship with a man like this, did you find ways to make it enjoyable, and how? It might be a deal breaker for me because I just love sex. So this is really disappointing. I believe they call it a micro penis. I'd never tell him. He seems oblivious to the fact. So not sure if other women have been with a man like this or found it an issue. Now, it is a genuine dilemma, and I'm looking at some of the comments online. Okay, one person said, I've split with a guy because of this. He was lonely. We were really good friends. I was attracted to him. And we went to bed one night, and I was really disappointed. It was really small, and there was no way he would have kept me satisfied. So I walked away. Set him up with a friend of mine, and they've been together now for 10 years, married for 3. What doesn't work for you will work for somebody else, maybe. Let him go. Another said, I had once had a boyfriend who had a micro penis. Poor guy. But it was a deal breaker for me, as I couldn't feel anything. So I had to let him go. So, now you could ask the question, are all these women very shallow, by the way? Because if we ask that same question, say, with a girl with small breasts, you know, who didn't have very much in that department, we'd be accused of sexism. We'd be accused of bullying people and, you know, making people image conscious. But it seems to be okay to have a bit of crack when we're talking about lads and their penis. So I want to know, is it a deal breaker? Or is it shallow to walk away from somebody like that? Let me know what you think. Do you think this woman is being shallow by, you know, getting herself all concerned and thinking about leaving a guy who, by her own admission, is kind, thoughtful, literally everything she wants in a man, except for the size of his penis? Is she shallow? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. Kev, first text always in every night. God bless him. She has a big minge from all her previous. Kev, you're some man, huh? You've been watching too much of her lately. You know what I'm talking about, Kev. Okay, we're going to go to Fern. Fern, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Fern?
Hi, Niall.
Fern, I mean, I don't want to get personal, but is it a deal breaker?
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at the way you turned to Helena just a minute ago. That was so funny.
I mean, this topic had nothing to do with me. Can I clearly point?
Me either.
What?
It has nothing to do with me either.
You picked it.
It was on Mumsnet. It had something to do with that woman on Mumsnet.
See what I mean? She's blaming Mumsnet now. Well, we're trying to look for different things to talk about, in fairness. Fern, you know.
Well, you certainly found it.
Yeah, it's certainly, yeah, I have found it. Well, we didn't, we haven't found it, I suppose, if you think about it like that.
Oh, God. Right, okay. Let me catch my breath.
Okay, your breath. Okay.
Okay. In my opinion, I think that if she is not fully happy, then someone else may be. Now, as I said to one of your other producers there now, I had been in a previous relationship similar to that, but the man himself was an absolute, I can't say it on air, but not exactly the nicest fella anyway. So he had many other contributions that weren't worth it. So that ended. Mm-hmm. But look, there's someone to fit everybody, do you know? Literally, pun intended, in this scenario.
Yeah, but I mean, sex is important in a relationship.
It is.
And it's important that both people are satisfied. And,
exactly.
And don't get me wrong, there is other ways to satisfy a woman too. But in saying that, obviously, the intercourse is quite important. You know what I mean?
It is.
And, you know, if you've that's something the size of a cocktail sausage, realistically. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what we're talking about here, I think. You know what I mean?
I certainly do.
it's just not going to work out. Well, maybe I'm wrong. And maybe you could love somebody for who they were.
These are the factors. Not only them and their personality, their kindness, etc.
But that doesn't show in bed.
But other things they can do in the bedroom.
Yeah, well, of course.
Are they aware of a woman's anatomy?
Yeah, well, they have to investigate.
Exactly. Are they aware? Are they able to speak about it, investigate, do maybe some other activities that could be get the same results?
Yeah, because Irish people have a hang-up. Now, I know you're not Irish, you're Welsh, but and I don't know what... I think English people have less of a hang-up, or British people, should I say. Sorry for insulting you there. British people have less of a hang-up about talking about sex, but we've kind of got a big hang-up. It's kind of going away. We had it from the Catholic Church for many, many years ago, but we don't really talk about it. And I know there's couples who go to bed every night, have a quick missionary, and go back to sleep again, right? I know. Imagine. But anyway, they never turn around to their missus and say, you know, what would you like me to do? What turned you on? Or have you any fantasies? Or they wouldn't say anything like that. Or that I really enjoyed that. Maybe you could do that again, but do it this way. Or you know what I mean?
Where's the vulnerability in that? Where's the intimacy?
Mm.
I think that's a major part of it, to be able to have those conversations.
Yeah.
That's a major, major part of it.
And do you think women are better at having those conversations than men?
Not necessarily. I have to say, when I was younger, before I met my husband, I was incredibly shy. As in, when it came to speaking about things, I was. And it was actually through years of talking to him and getting more comfortable with him that I was able to have the conversations and discuss things. And I would want to say plan, but then I don't want to say plan. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, I think we are very open. I mean, I walked out of the studio here today at 2 o'clock when I finished, and the staff were in the kind of canteen area here. There was about 10 of them all having their lunch. A couple of girls were, and they were all talking about periods and tampons. Now, the lads and the girls chatting together, talking about periods and tampons. Now, if I went back 20 years ago, there's not a chance that kind of conversation would happen in an office or in any kind of workplace. It wouldn't be, girls wouldn't even mention the word period. You know, they'd say something like, oh, it's that time of the month, or whatever. Either they'd come up with something like my privates or my lady
or
things.
Our mutual relative, Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo. So, but they were openly talking about it, having a bit of a laugh and talking about it, you know, and it's great to see that kind of comfortableness when people, and we've a good relationship with all the staff here in the office. I mean, it's a good little family we have here. But no, I don't know whether we'll ever start talking about sex in the middle of the office. But anyway, you're right. Irish people do have a hang-up, and I think there is other ways to please a woman, but it still can be a deal-breaker.
It's very down to the situation. It's very, very case-specific, I think. You know, like from my history, from what I know, is it was the person as a whole and other factors came into it as well. You know, but then at the same time, It just depends on the woman. It depends on what she prefers, you know?
Yeah, well, okay. Well, hang on. Let me go to Monica as well. Always good for a laugh. Monica, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Monica?
I'm fine, Niall. How are you doing?
I'm good, Monica.
What I want to say about that lassie, right?
The lassie?
Yes.
Yes.
You shouldn't be snooping around, because your mother didn't snoop around on your father, or neither did mine.
What do you mean snoop around?
Well, she's probably having a peep when he's asleep or something. I don't know.
Well, no, they're naked, I'm assuming, at some point. But Monica, I don't want to get into the biology of it, but she would know if it's small without even looking.
Yes, but what I want to say to that lassie is, right, if she was having a child every year, she sent him away for the snip. Why don't she send him away for an extension?
I don't know if that's possible.
Yes, and another thing too, you get more mileage out of a small one than a big one. Because take it a small car, don't you get more mileage out of it than a big car?
Yeah, but you can't fit as many people in it. And you can't go as long distance in it.
Or else if she went up to Cork, maybe John, because in Cork you're known as a langer, maybe she might get one up there. You know?
Oh, right, yeah. John O'Dea. Yeah. Well, I don't know what size his penis is, to be honest with you. I'd rather not know what size it is.
Well,
but Monica, is it important in a relationship to have to have all the faculties? Now, and let's not just be sexist here and talk about men, but where women are concerned too, is it important? Now, not taking into consideration, obviously, people have medical conditions. That's a different thing altogether.
Yes.
But is it important that everybody has their faculties? And you know, in reasonable proportion?
I think maybe if you had a trial run or something and take down the particulars and examine their credentials and should make a Joe man drop his money bag, maybe what you'd say. you know what I mean?
That would be seen as racist nowadays. You can't even have a laugh anymore. Okay, but I do get the point you're making. So you need to check these things before you go and marry somebody.
Well, maybe. But would
it be a deal breaker? Like, when you think back, Monica, it's a long time ago now, when you got married.
I don't think it would break it anyway, no matter what size.
But when you got married first, right, and you were courting your husband.
Oh, that's what I hated.
Courting.
We were kind of pull a string or whatever you call it.
Yeah, dating, yeah, okay. Did you ever get to see it?
I didn't get to see it. I didn't even get to feel it, and I didn't mind see it.
Right, but when you got married, you did, I'm assuming.
No way.
But you told me you have children.
Yes, I had children. Yes, I had.
So how did that happen if you didn't get to see her?
I just used imagination. That was all. I didn't use anything else. I just kind of carried on regardless. You know,
what, you just lay there and did it for Ireland, was it?
Sorry?
You just lay there and did it for Ireland?
No, I didn't lay there either. I kind of sit up by the fridge or something. I forget now, it's so long.
Oh, jeez. On the fridge.
What?
Oh, Monica. But I'm looking at, what about, sorry, getting back to Fern, what about the female anatomy? Because it's very sexist of us to just talking about men. You know, I'm talking about things in proportion. I'm not talking about somebody's size or their weight or anything like that.
No, we're
talking about things in proportion. Like,
that's,
you know,
right.
Yeah, so like guys, for example, do like a
I
woman
think
that
now,
have...
I don't mind me well, saying, you'll make a good Taoiseach. You're a good speaker. Go on.
Ah, yeah, okay, thanks. Oh, you wouldn't hear Leo Varadkar talking about penises and breasts. But leaving aside, leaving aside Fern, medical conditions, right? We're just talking, obviously having a bit of fun here. But what about, say, if a girl had small breasts? A lot of guys, you know, like a girl with bigger breasts because, of course, they are considered to be secondary genitalia and part of the sexual act. Is that a deal breaker for a guy as well?
Well, that's down to opinion. But personally, I think when it comes to that area, when it comes to the size of a breast, that's not actually vital when it comes to reaching climax.
Right.
That's the tactic.
Do you know what I mean? That's not actually down to the path.
Did you hear what she said?
No, I didn't.
That's the top deck.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good analogy. I like that.
The top.
No, that's before we get on the lift, like with the ship.
Before you go down the lift to the bottom floor. And you never know what's in the basement. Huh?
And by the time we go through the curtain, through the tunnel,
Jesus Christ, almighty, where I was going with this topic. I don't know why you need to pick this. I really don't. Well, stay there, ladies. Let me go to Joe as well. Joe, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Joe, nice to talk to you. It's been a little while. Okay, Joe, I mean, this story on Mumsnet, this letter from this woman who, you know, met a guy, he's the man of her dreams, he's everything, he's kind, he's thoughtful, he's literally everything, she says. She said she wants him, she fancies him, but he has a small penis.
Run!
She said, she actually goes to the point of saying that she doesn't even know if it's in.
Yeah, I had an experience kind of like that before.
You had an experience like this before?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What happened?
I laughed. I couldn't. I had never seen anything so small. And I was younger, and I was like stunned.
Like, what's that?
And then I started laughing uncontrollably.
You didn't laugh at him, did you?
I did. I couldn't help
that
myself.
Wouldn't have done an awful lot for self-confidence, let me tell you.
No, I couldn't help it. I didn't do it on purpose. I just, you know, I went from stunned, and then from stunned, like, the giggle started in me. And I went on to belly laugh, and he wasn't impressed, let's say. And he hasn't talked to me.
ever since. I'm not surprised.
Did you fish his body out of the sea?
No, I know. I think no. You cannot possibly have, you know, with something that you don't know if it's been. What are you going to do for the rest of your life? Use vibrators? Find it somewhere else?
Well, if there is other ways of exciting a woman, you know, rather than the actual intercourse. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's important too, but...
But women, if you're heterosexual, a penis is a big part of it.
Well, it is, yeah.
It is. What you going to do, like, if you can get satisfied by it, you're going to find a way... Get it.
Right. But could you not, you know, if you really love the guy and you're really into him, could you not, in tandem with the vibrator, could you not?
No. Sex is a big part of a relationship, and if it doesn't work well in that department, I don't think there's much you can do. Because eventually, I think that this woman eventually will get frustrated.
Monica, are you frustrated?
No, never was. I never will. I don't believe in it.
What, sex?
Anything. I just think, can people not love each other and just take a hug, turn over, go into your sleeping bag with 13 holes and looking for some?
And no!
In the story, yes.
No!
Yes!
Yes. No. This is like a Christmas pantomime.
Did she fish his body out of the river or something after laughing at him?
No, she likes sex. Well, and most people do.
Well, if she likes sex, then maybe she should put an ad in the Farmer's Journal or something, half a bed to let.
Why would she want to do that for?
Well, if she wants sex, sure, she'll get plenty.
But she has a boyfriend.
I do.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with him then?
There's nothing wrong with him. He's grand. This is a guy she met years ago.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you might have stretched him a bit, you know?
That doesn't make it grow, does it?
It might. Stretch him a bit. It might.
Well, you can get gadgets, I imagine, where you can stretch it a bit, but I don't know how successful all that is.
Why didn't you put him on the Viagra now?
When, even with the Viagra, I imagine if it's small, it's not going to make
a huge amount of difference.
It's
small.
No.
It doesn't grow. It's not like Pinocchio's nose that tells lies and grows.
It will grow like a turnip if you put him on the Viagra, I'm telling you.
How do you know this, Monica? How do you know this?
Well, I'm only just using my head, even though it hurts my ears, you know?
Right, okay. We'll say that because you mentioned John O'Dea earlier on, because you don't seem to like him. John, how are you?
Yeah, I just came in the door, but before I reached my house, I got a bizarre phone call from a friend of mine.
That we're talking about just the size of your penis.
Said, you realize, he said, they're talking about passive urinary anatomy and the environment.
Well, John, the story... Okay, Helena's probably explained to you what it's about, but Monica happened to mention that fella, John from Cork. Yeah, she was wondering if you had a small one or a big one. I don't know.
I just said in Cork you were known as a langer.
Oh, right, he's known as the langer.
Yes.
No, it's the word langer, it can be a derogatory term, but it can be a term of affection. It depends which way you use
it. I think she means it affectionately, John.
Yeah, but also it can, like, it can be used, like, I mean, that's what you could say, for to describe the part of a person's anatomy, you could say, yeah, man, has a humongous langer.
A humongous langer. So, yeah. Hang on, Monica. John, let me ask you the question then. Do you think a relationship can work if a guy only has a small little todger?
Well, Jesus, how small could it be? I mean,
there is a thing, and it's called micropenis. You know, men that have extremely small ones. They're like about the size of your thumb. Every lad now in the country that is listening is looking at their thumb.
Like a ludine.
I get no commission tip.
Yeah. So it's about the size of your thumb, I'd say. That would be a micro, and that would be at full excitement.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say that's too far between us. Obviously, that's a medical condition, you know.
Well, no,
I mean,
it's not a medical, it's just the way they're born. You know, some people are born with big feet, small feet, little hands, whatever, I don't know.
I remember reading an article one time about something.
Can I point out, by the way, there's a myth. Just before you go into that, John, and Monica and Joe want you to know this. There's a myth out there that if you look at a man's feet, you can tell how big his penis is.
Yeah, but, I was going to say that.
Okay, can I point out? You've heard that before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I point out that is completely untrue because I have really small feet.
And.
Okay, yeah, just taking a while for the penny to drop on that one. Sorry, yeah, sorry, Joe and everybody. Sorry, yes, John, get back to your story again.
Yeah, well I take size 12 in some shoes.
Right, okay, so it is definitely untrue. All right, getting back to your story, John, go on.
Yeah, I remember just doing a small bit of research on another program years ago there on this, and there is you can take some drugs on this, and you can also get an operation, like, I mean, to extend this. Now, that's if it's very, very small, you know.
I did see that in RTE. There was a lad, and he got an operation, but they said they couldn't extend the length. They could only extend the girth.
The width, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not much use if it's the size of the tummy. You end up with a little ball then.
it's teeny, tiny, all. Because of the fact, as we all know, and we don't need to listen to biology, but I mean that the nerve endings are at the outer of the clitoris, right? So that's where the titillation starts. I mean.
Jeez, look at you knowing on your biology, John, about clitoris and all sorts of things.
You don't have to have, as we say one in Cork, you don't have to have a langer the size of a fire extinguisher.
No, you don't. That's for sure. Well, hang on. Let me go to, stay there for a second. Let me go to Steve as well. Steve, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Steve?
It's not the size of the nail, it's the size of the hammer that drives it.
Are you justifying your own smallness?
No, and actually, do you know what? I'm a little bit annoyed tonight.
Why?
Because you're all being so grown up about this. Aren't you? Having a laugh at guys with little willies at their expense.
Yeah.
You're having a laugh. Would you laugh at a person with a disability?
No, what we're talking about is a letter that was on Mumsnet. We didn't just make this up, you know.
Oh, I heard your letter.
Yeah. From a woman. Well, then, are you saying that we're laughing? Is that a disability, do you think?
Well, I mean, micropenis, the thing that you just said, is an actual disability.
Is it?
Of course it is.
It's not a disability. Being born with a small penis is not. It's just some people have small hands. No, some people have big noses.
There's a big difference between having a small knob and having micropenis. Micropenis is an actual disability.
I think we're using the word micro just as part of the English language rather than the actual thing it is.
Well, is Joe still there?
Joe is,
I am, yeah.
Joe, you were saying that you'd run, yeah? And you're having a great laugh there, yeah?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so I'm not doing this, but how would you feel if I laughed at your child?
Ah, stop.
It's different.
Guys, will you stop making it all serious,
Steve? No.
Steve, what are you trying to do here?
I'm asking the question, how would she feel if...
She wouldn't be happy, but will you stop making the conversation? We're having a light-hearted conversation here. And all of a sudden you come in, Mr. Grim Reaper, with all your misery.
Dr. Phil.
It's a light-hearted conversation about an email that's on Mum's end about a woman looking for advice from her friends whether she should leave the guy.
Jesus Christ.
Will you just... Right, ready? It's not a light-hearted conversation if a woman
is
writing this. No, it's not. This woman is...
Is she shallow? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, she's being a shallow bitch. Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't matter of the size of the penis. And if I do remember correctly...
Of course it matters. Steve, you're lacking intelligence tonight for some reason. Of course it matters to some, because if it didn't matter to some, she wouldn't have writ the goddamn thing in the first place, would she?
Am I remembering correctly that Joe has had gay experiences?
Whoa.
Joe?
Yes. So, Joe, did you need a big penis there? No, you didn't.
It's different.
No, it's
not. You can
not.
Compare. You can have
the same experiences with a guy with a small langer.
I'm sorry, but if you have an heterosexual relationship, I'm sorry, but I don't like a small penis.
There's nobody asking you to like a small penis. That'd be a ridiculous thing to do.
It's a matter of preference.
Stop making it into a joke and laughing. You laughed in the guy's face. What type of cold-hearted stunt is that?
So you're saying that size doesn't matter?
It does.
No, it doesn't.
That's an age-old cliche, isn't it? Size matters.
It doesn't. And just for anybody who's thinking it out there, my knob is like a baby's arm holding an apple. It's quite big. So,
well, I didn't really need to know, but thanks very much for sharing that with us.
You asked. You asked.
No, I didn't ask, actually.
You asked,
I didn't.
John.
But I didn't ask you.
Well,
I knew you'd boast anyway.
Well, Ron, just letting you know, just in case anybody is wondering out there, it is quite big.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
In the meantime, why in God's green earth would a woman laugh at some guy? There's women out there with small breasts.
Yeah, I mean, hang on. That's a fair point.
I'm sorry.
Well, hang on a second, Joe. I did mention that earlier on. You know, I mean, if a guy laughed at a girl because she had small breasts, that would make her very self-conscious, wouldn't it?
Of course it would.
Joe?
Probably would.
Yeah.
Of course it would. I mean, if I went with a girl and I said, oh, look, you have the breasts of a 10-year-old boy, you know, I'm pretty sure she's going to be horrified by that. And equally so would be the guy who you're laughing in his face.
I did. And listen, I didn't mean to laugh, but I did. What do you want me to do about it? I did.
Did you at least apologize to the guy?
I did. I did. I didn't do it. I didn't do it on purpose.
Sorry, Monica. Sorry, what do you say, Monica?
Sure, she was right to laugh. Sure, if she cried, he'd think maybe that he was after hurting her or hurting her feelings.
Oh,
but it was nice
of
the other way.
I had a headache or something.
Why should women take all that gender and all that rubbish off of some man?
What are you talking about?
She's entitled. What I'm speaking about. She's entitled to her opinion, and so are you.
Is she entitled to laugh in people's faces?
Yeah, but we're supposed to cry.
Okay, Monica, if I laughed in your face over something that was obviously wrong with you, would you be happy?
I would. Well, I wouldn't be unhappy either. I wouldn't care. Because I couldn't stop you of doing what you wanted to do. I would take it in the chin, the same as if you meant I was lovely. I would.
But I'm
that type of person.
We're talking about men here. We're
just having a bit of fun, and there's no need to get up in your high horse over it.
Well, Monica, it's called manhood because we take a lot of pride in our penis.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. That's right. You're calling it manhood. But take it, if you go out tonight and you meet a woman, it's up to her to decide whether you have a big one or a small one or a medium or an extra large or whatever. It's not, that's up in your head saying that
hang on, Monica. Yeah, John, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, for once I find myself actually agreeing with Steve, right, because I think, look...
Are you getting all serious now as well?
The fact is that it is demeaning. Like, if they're all reversed, I mean, and if you said to the female, Jesus, they're like two bee stings, you know what I mean? Her breasts, like, I mean... It wouldn't go down very well.
In all fairness, I didn't say anything. I just laughed.
How about
you
see,
made it clear.
Even the very fact of laughing, like, I mean, you demean the guy, like, I mean, if he laughed at you... If he said to you, where did you get them two bees, or did you get stung by two bees, seeing that you have no breast? I mean, you wouldn't like that, like, and he started laughing.
I don't care.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's not okay to slag off men, but it's never okay to slag off women. Let's slag off men with small willies, but not women with small breasts.
But men slag women all the time. On the radio.
Well, can we reverse this around for a second?
And I'm assuming he was in Portugal, by the way, but however. Yeah, sorry, go on. Yeah.
Can we flip this on its head and stop asking that question about the penis and let's
Flip what on its head?
Flip the whole conversation and now angle it towards women. And let's say, does size matter when it comes to breasts? Is it okay for me to dump a girl because she has small knockers?
Is
that okay?
It is. If you don't enjoy small breasts.
What a shallow asshole I would be to do that.
You're right to date girls that have big breasts. What's the problem?
I suppose the difference is we're all attracted to a certain type of person, a certain size or height or colour of hair or whatever it happens to be. When you see a woman, you know, and the same with a girl which sees a guy, she'll see his face, she'll see his shoulders, she'll see the rough shape of his body. And, you know, the size of him in general, if he's 6 foot, rugby player type, and that's what she might be attracted to. When a guy sees a woman, he'll see her figure. He'll probably see roughly the size of her breasts. from the shape of her body, and that's what he finds attractive. So you would normally see that from the outset. The relationship would probably never start in the first place if he wasn't attracted to a woman with small breasts.
Totally agree.
And some guys are attracted to women with smaller breasts, so that doesn't matter.
Totally agree with you. But I want you to cast your mind
and
back.
As Joe rightly pointed out, you know, the breasts are secondary genitalia, so they're not necessary for really enjoyable sex.
No, of course. But let me ask you, let's cast your mind back about 2 or 3 years, Niall, when you spoke on the radio about a girl, a young girl, who had a small vagina. You remember that?
I don't remember the conversation, but you might want to remind me.
So this girl, a listener wrote in and said that his girlfriend had a small vagina. She was suffering from some condition and it just wouldn't fit in. And everybody was coming on there saying, oh, the poor girl, the poor girl, the poor girl, they can do this, that and the other. And there doesn't have to be intercourse. You know, there's all other ways they can do it. How come people aren't being that sympathetic towards the guy?
Unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do when you have a small penis, is there?
Well, you can go and get an operation.
Or come live in Cork.
Or go live in Cork. Yeah, I mean, the operation is, I don't believe is very successful in relation to that situation, you know.
Well, you can add length as well as girth, by the way.
Have you had a ton?
No, I actually watched a video on YouTube.
Why you were watching a video on YouTube?
Because I was quite
I've never had that curiosity.
Recess purposes only.
Yeah.
I tell you what it was. Do you remember that show, Embarrassing Bodies?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So I had seen a bit of it. I was in somebody's house or something, and I seen a bit of it. I was like, oh, okay, this guy has a micro penis and he's going to get an operation done. They're going to pay for the whole thing. So I didn't get to see the full thing. Then I went to YouTube and I seen the whole thing. I was like,
because you had some sort of curiosity about it, obviously, did you?
Yeah, but it's okay to be curious.
But not if you're fine in that department, you wouldn't be curious. I certainly wouldn't be curious. I don't need to know if you can extend a penis or not. Yeah, sorry, John.
Yeah, what's the name of the condition when a fella's penis touches his knee?
I don't know, John.
Anemic.
Ah, oh, very good, John. Jesus, the jokes are flying here tonight.
But can everybody at least understand the reason why I am annoyed is because if this was turned on its head and it was about women, we wouldn't be having this conversation because it wouldn't be allowed to be had.
Okay, well, no, it's a fair point. Let me go to Maria. Maria, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Maria?
All right. How are you tonight, mate?
Hello. Gagoozi. Where's the spaghetti and lasagna?
It's so good.
A little bit of pizza.
And the pizza, of course.
Yeah. So, Maria.
Yes, I'm ready.
Is there a full Jays? Is a full moon out tonight? There really is.
Taking drugs. What the hell?
So, Maria, this message from this girl wants to know, you know, should it be a deal breaker? Because, you know, she's with this guy a while, man of her dreams, loves him to bits. He's everything. He's kind. He's thoughtful. Literally everything she wants in a man. But she says, I can't feel it when it's in. It's so small.
Honey, he can have all the money, all the jewelry, all the diamonds, whatever. But if he doesn't have that essential item, I believe he's really, really, really going to be in trouble.
Right.
Maria, can I say something to Maria there?
You can.
Of course.
Maria, I hope you understand this and it's not not lost in translation, but vaffanculo.
Oh, vaffanculo, tu e tua madre. Yeah.
What the hey, hold on for a second here, lads. What's going on here?
Well, he said the fuck you, and I replied the fuck you and your mother.
Oh, stop. I'd rather you didn't use bad language, even if it's in Italian on the radio.
It's only Maria gets it.
She does get it.
I don't think he has the right to say fanculo to me, you know?
No, he doesn't. No, he's a horrible person. Steve.
I don't know if he's an horrible
Steve, stop
person.
Showing off. Just because you know how to say F off in foreign languages doesn't mean you have to do it.
I can actually say F off in many languages.
I don't want to know. But Maria, I mean, the point that Steve is making, is it a fair point? That, you know, it's all right for women to turn around and say, oh, well, I wouldn't date a guy with a small penis. And as Joe did, to laugh. But if a man said to a woman, God, I wouldn't date a woman with a, you know, I don't know, a tight vagina or something like that. I mean, he would be seen as being the worst in the world.
No, it's the same. If he doesn't like a woman with small breasts, although it is not essential and necessary, he's going to date somebody else because it's a lie.
It is. Sorry. It's a lie. I agree completely with Maria. Completely. It's a lie.
You two women on the air now tonight, giving out about men with small penises, isn't it all so funny and great to you guys, isn't it? Honest to God, only in 2020 would this conversation be happening.
We are not giving out. It's a
preference. No, we're not.
And I understand it's about preference. I understand. I get that. It's okay to have preferences. We all do. But at the end of the day, it is not okay to come on national radio and laugh at men's expenses who have small nubs.
We are not laughing. We are not laughing.
Yes, we don't like them.
Could have fooled me.
We are not laughing. Yeah, exactly. Nobody's laughing about this. There's nothing to laugh about.
Joe was earlier on.
There's nothing to laugh about. It's like, you know, exactly. Somebody's born, you know, with the whatever problems in the body. There's nothing to laugh about it. But one thing is laughing about it. Another thing is to say that it's okay and it doesn't matter. No. That's a lie.
No, I'm not saying that. I am not saying that. I said it from the very start. You know, your preference is a massive langer.
No, she didn't. Now, hold on. She didn't say her preference was a massive langer.
Niall, I said if that was her preference.
Go ahead.
I don't care what a person's preference is. But what I do care about is coming on air and laughing at men's expenses. There's probably some guy out there who's getting really offended by all this.
Come on, this is not offense for anyone, okay? No. You laugh because, you know, it's like erotic topics, so everybody's like, but if you want to be serious, all right. But if you want to be serious about it...
An erotic topic, there you go. But Maria, can I ask you a question? Then is it shallow? I mean, is it a bit shallow of women? Because you're saying every woman. I don't know if every woman. I'm sure there are some women who wouldn't care.
I agree with her.
Well, you're saying every woman too. But is it a bit shallow, Maria, of women to turn around and say, I wouldn't, you know, stay with a guy if he had a small penis? Is that shallow?
Look, shallow. It's true. I mean, this is the life the way it is, you know. If you are a person who faces the reality and tells the truth, you will say that. Otherwise, you know, you stick the head under the sand and, you know.
Well, isn't it true what they say? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You can fall in love with a person who has a small langer. You can fall in love with a person who has a massive one. It makes no difference.
And you can fall in love.
I have heard people on this radio show many times saying that looks don't matter. Whether somebody's disabled, that shouldn't matter.
And they were lying because they were lying. It matters. And people know.
You can be disabled. You can be on the wheelchair. You can be like with the arm that doesn't work, and that's fine. But it is essential, you know, that a penis has at least a normal size. I am sorry for the ones who don't have
it
that way.
There's nobody arguing with that. Nobody arguing with that. But I want to know, if let's say I went on a blind date tonight and I walked into a restaurant and there sitting at the table was a woman in a wheelchair and I just burst out laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah, that would be horrendous. In fairness, but then, hold on, but that's something you visibly see that's out the outside. That's not something you do after. No, with the greatest respect, Steve, that's not a fair analogy. That would be a vile thing to do. It's not a fair analogy.
Hold on a second.
Because this guy or girl, a guy or girl, are together a couple of months. When somebody's in a wheelchair or somebody has a very visible disability from the outset, you're going to see it from the outset. Trust you to bring it into a serious conversation again. The point I'm trying to make is this is something that only happens after you go to have sex. So you notice this. It's something you notice.
Hold on.
She's very happy with the guy. She likes the guy. She loves the guy. He's everything you want in a man. But she's just not satisfied sexually.
She's just a shallow bitch.
Because she's not so... So in other words, she has to be happy not to be satisfied sexually for the rest of her days. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No.
How can you be happy that way?
You're missing the essential part of a relationship. I'm sorry, but this is Mother Nature, you know.
Okay,
and sooner
Maria.
Or later, she's going out there, cheat on this guy, and find somebody else.
She will end up having an affair.
The fact of the matter is, I am revisiting this topic in a different way because I spoke about that girl with the small vagina years ago and I made a great laugh on air about her and everybody ran me down and I was calling her names and just being an asshole about it. In the very same fashion that you guys are tonight. And I had to rethink about that, and I thought, yeah, I am being a bit of a shallow asshole. There is many other ways to pleasure people. If you fall in love with a person, you know, you don't have to fall in love with them entirely. It doesn't have to be every bit of their body. There's bits of them that you don't like or whatever.
Well, I'm sorry, but sex is a great part of it. And if you're not satisfied sexually, you will eventually find a way.
How can lesbians be satisfied?
Because erotically, it's a different situation. Even though there is no penis involved at all, lesbians obviously, you know, they have obviously devised other ways of satisfying each other.
Yeah, but they still use a penis. You know, in the first place. They still use a penis, a fake one, a plastic one, but they really go for the big thing at the toy store.
I'm pretty sure that they can use a vibrator or a dildo or whatever the hell they want to introduce into their sexual act.
Okay, well, hang on. I want to ring Sean as well before I finish this up. Sean, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Sean?
How are you doing? No, I'm great.
I don't know where I'm going with this topic. Well, it started off as something reasonably light-hearted. Steve became all agitated by the whole thing. But anyway, so she wrote a letter to Mumsnet saying she's gone with a guy, but he has a tiny penis, and now she believes that, you know, this just can't work out. Is she right?
No, she's not. She is being selfish, in my opinion. Age dependent.
Well, I'm assuming they're both young.
What I'd say if, like,
go ahead. Yeah, Sean, go ahead. I'm listening to you. Go on.
Yeah, when you're 16, 17 years of age and full of testosterone, you'd have a dickie like a baby's arm holding an apple. Like, you'd be mad for it. But when you reach your 50s and 60s, it's like any muscle deteriorates.
Speak for yourself.
I'm being honest.
Well, you're not speaking for people generally over the age of 50. We'll go on.
It depends how much you use it. I suppose if you drive a car, then the tyres are going to wear out.
And you put new ones.
You put new ones on.
Do you know what I mean? You can't just buy new.
But hang on, there's loads of people 50 listening to you right now, including me, by the way. I'm well over 50, I'm 56. And, you know,
I like sex.
Yeah, and so am I.
And I don't go by your theory on it deteriorating.
Well, you probably haven't used it enough then, no.
I tell you now, I guarantee I probably use a lot more than you do, but go on anyway.
I doubt that. But anyway, what I'm saying is if you love your partner, you deal with their faults. And you have to love them with all their faults. Whether it be a bad temper, small tits, like.
Why would you date someone with a bad temper?
No, you wouldn't.
You don't know.
Hang on, Sean. If I was with somebody who had a bad temper, and constantly had a bad temper, I'd be gone.
That's a nonsense argument.
Same as
get with them.
What?
But you wouldn't get with them.
If I was with somebody I wasn't physically attracted to, I'd be gone.
No, go back to a conversation you had a couple of days ago about women that are being candlelit and abused.
What?
That won't press charges because they love their partners. They put up with whatever they have to put up with. And if the only thing they have to put up with
you're taking it in another direction. We're talking about this particular email. These are clearly a young couple. She's only with him a couple of months and only had sex recently. She loves the guy, mad into him, but he has a small penis. And she's asking, is that a deal breaker?
Well, that's her choice, isn't it? It depends how much she loves him.
Okay, but is she being shallow by saying it's a deal breaker?
I think so, yeah.
So she should spend the rest of her life with a guy who's not sexually satisfying her?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, he should... they should be able to sort it out. And if it comes to just sexual frustration, have a threesome or something.
Oh, jeez. Maria, okay, so yeah, have a threesome or something. They're only together, so why would they want a bleeding threesome? Sorry,
a threesome?
Yeah, yeah. So why? So what he's saying is they should stay together, and then for sex, she should bring somebody else into the relationship just to please her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so
it would feel much better about his tiny penis with a man with a big penis just right beside him. Fucking your wife.
Look. Sorry, yeah. Maria, I couldn't have put it better myself, to be honest.
This is so sick.
You actually listen to what you're saying, Sean. You've just said that basically what Maria said is she should stay with him, so he should then be happy with some other guy coming along and giving it to his wife just to satisfy her. Are you mad, Sean?
And he'd be warm.
Why would we want that sort of arrangement?
It was fun. Himself.
What?
It's fun.
Well, why would she want to do that when she could just go and find somebody else?
Oh, I'm giving
because
a break.
She said she loved the fella.
She's it's only with him a few months.
Let me ask you one thing.
She obviously doesn't love the fella then.
Let me ask you one thing. What makes you think that she's going to like a threesome?
Yeah, she might want a threesome, yeah.
Oh, well, maybe she's not the type of person who likes the situation and still wants to be with someone with normal size.
Hold on, it's all cool your jets there for 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah,
what you're doing is you're jumping on top of Sean there for having a suggestion. At least he's trying to come up.
Sorry, go ahead.
Whatever is going to save the marriage or whatever relationship. Do you really think? That it's so easy.
No, then, look, obviously his suggestion is a bit on the silly side, but at least he's trying to... But at least he's trying to come up with suggestions. Instead
it's not like a football match where you can bring on a substitute. Are you having a laugh?
If ego would be broken forever.
At least he's coming up with solutions instead of laughing at people and
it's
making...
It's like American football. You have an offense and a defense team.
Come on.
Lads, I have to wrap it up. Thank you very much, Maria. Thank you very much to Joe and Steve and Sean and everybody got involved in that conversation. If anyone knows it, Steve does.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.